Om Shanti. So today is the new year, and from today we are starting a new series. The name of the series is The Magic of Blessings. In this series, what we are going to do is we are going to revise every day's blessing. Every day's blessing, and so that we can have some churning about that blessing throughout the day. And one more thing that we can do about this blessing is we can convert this entire blessing into a drill, and which we are going to practice throughout the day. So let's start. Today is 1st of January 2018, and today's blessing is, may you be an emperor of the unlimited and merge anything limited into the unlimited by placing your steps in Father Brahma's footsteps. The explanation of the blessing: to follow the Father means to merge mine into yours, to merge anything limited into the unlimited. There is now a need to take these steps. Everyone's thoughts, words and methods of service have to be experienced to be unlimited. For self-transformation, finish all traces of anything limited. Whomsoever you see and whosoever sees you, let there be the intoxication of being an emperor of the unlimited. There may be centers, there may be services, but let there not be any name or trace of anything limited, for only then will you claim the throne of the kingdom of the world. So today's blessing is to follow the Father. To follow the Father. Yesterday also, when Baba had come, when Baba was asked this question, what does it mean to follow the Father? So Baba had given a very, very beautiful answer to that. Baba that has said that your stage should remain constant. It should not happen that your form, your roop, your swaroop keeps on changing. Sometimes this, sometimes that. This should not happen. Follow Father means do everything what Baba did. Follow Father means, here Baba is saying very beautiful thing, that you have to merge. What you have to do? To merge mine into yours, one thing. Second, to merge anything limited into unlimited. Because there is a now the need to take these steps. Because you are the one who is going to walk. Who is going to walk into the steps of Father Brahma. You are going to follow Father Brahma. So you have to stay in the unlimited. So now the topic of the discussion is, what is limited and what is unlimited? What is limited vision? What is limited sanskar? What is limited drishti? What is limited drishtikon, perspective, viewpoint? What are limited thoughts? What are limited speech? What are limited actions? What are limited connections and relationships? What are limited emotions, feelings, imagination, dreams, everything? Anything which is limited, we have to convert that into unlimited. This is what Baba means by when he says that you have to follow Father. You have to follow means you have to mimic him, imitate him, emulate him, do what he did. Whatever he did is being authenticated by the supreme authority. Baba is saying that what he did is what should be done, and what he did was the exact Srimad. So do what he did, merging limited into unlimited, merging mine into thine. So these are the two homeworks for today. Throughout the day, try to stay in that unlimited consciousness. The moment you feel that you are coming down, again pull yourself up and go up. Don't stay in that limited consciousness for a long time. Because the more we stay in limited consciousness, then all the sanskars of body consciousness follow. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, you have to bid farewell to old sanskar and old thoughts. You have to bid farewell to these two things. This is the time of celebration. You have to celebrate New Year. The lamp of the soul should remain almost always shining and imperishable. Never it should get extinguished. In the world they celebrate Diwali in that manner. They rekindle the extinguished lamp, but here you are the shining lamp, Atam Deep, that should be always shining, and that should be always imperishable. That's what Baba said. So this is the Avyakta month starting from today. In this Avyakta month, everyone must make some planning. Here also, whilst talking with groups, Baba said you have to plan. And Baba is giving you himmat, Baba is giving you courage, Baba is giving you enthusiasm, zeal and zest for that. You follow. And it is Baba's blessing that you will go ahead. You will proceed, you will progress. This is a blessing from your steps will go ahead. They will never recede back. This is a direct blessing from Bab Dada on the eve of 31st December 2017. And this is how now we are ushering into 2018. See, look at what worldly celebration people make. How do they celebrate New Year and how we celebrated New Year? God was in front of us. Not just He was in front of us, but He was distributing all the treasures. He was giving blessing for one blessing. Those rishis and munis, they used to do penance for years together, sitting and torturing their body. Here we are sitting so nicely and God is coming to us and He is showering all His blessings. Baba said, to go ahead is a blessing to you. Baba is giving this blessing to you. Such a beautiful version, such a beautiful statement. So each and everything, whatever He said, to imbibe that. Baba said yesterday, to become two specialities of Brahma Baba. One was Murli and second was His alertness. Can we imbibe those two specialities? Baba, remember two great personalities of this yajna, Prajapita Brahma and Dadi Prakashmani. You have to become instrument for the world service like Dadi Prakashmani and you have to become angel like the Brahma. You have to revise and you have to realize three mantras. Incorporeal, voiceless and egoless. Remember these three mantras. Revise them and realize them. Two personalities, two mantras. Baba said this is double gathering. This is double gathering. Those who are in front and those who are not. Baba is even seeing them. Baba is giving you new zeal and new zest. Zeal of transforming yourself. Zest of remembering all the attainments. Again, two things. You have to bid farewell to old sanskar and old thought. Two things. Again, you have to utilize, safal karna, all the things. And you have to become embodiment of success. What you have to utilize? Every breath. Because if you utilize your breath in worthwhile manner, you will never fall sick, you will never become healthy. There won't be any department of doctors. Doctors will turn into emperors. If you utilize in a worthwhile manner all your virtues, you will become embodiment of all the virtues. You will become Sarvaguna Sampanna, all 16 celestial degrees full. If you utilize in a worthwhile manner all your powers, their authority of religion and authority of dharma satta, kingdom will be with you, sovereignty will be with you. So you utilize everything, time, your powers, your breath, your virtues, your knowledge. You will not require any minister there. You yourself will become so intelligent and you yourself become so powerful that you will not require anyone. So again these two things. Then again what more? Again two things. You will be same, embodiment of success. So, these are all the yesterday's Murli. So, today's blessing is to follow Father Brahma. Okay, for that two things. Nothing is mine, everything is His. So, merge mine into thine. And second, turn everything limited into unlimited. Merge limited into unlimited. So, churn on this Murli and take the Soman that I am a soul who is like the Father Brahma and who is walking in the footstep of Father Brahma and who has merged everything limited into unlimited, everything mine into thine. Om Shanti.